We're back, part two, Tell the Band to Go Home, originating on UMFM in Winnipeg, streaming and podcasting around the known universe through Podbean. You can find us on the big places except Spotify, which is inherently evil. Stay away from Spotify. I mean, the other ones are pretty evil too. It's just that Spotify is extra evil. So I don't put this show on there, but the other show's there. Fly Through Shadows there. I don't know. Anyway, my name is Jeff. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, and some of you may in a little bit want to play some punk rock music here on the show. Warning you now, but there's a good reason. But we're going to lead into it with a couple more requests here. And these requests come to us from a good friend and a generous supporter and just a wonderful, wonderful individual over there in the UK, our pal Andy Dudley, who I always love hearing from, and hopefully we'll get to see again coming up next summer. That would be absolutely fantastic. He wanted to hear a couple of tracks, and he wanted to dedicate one of them to the birthday in honor of one of our favorite mutual friends and one of my favorite listeners and supporters and friends, lovely Regina in Cologne, celebrating a birthday today, apparently. And Andy wanted to send you a song. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, here's another one that Andy wanted to hear. He was talking about finally getting out to see some live music. We've been really blessed to see so much live music here in Winnipeg. And speaking of which, Sadies are coming for a couple of days this week. Are you going to see the Sadies? That'll be great. I'm going to see the Sadies tomorrow. Anyway, Andy hasn't seen the Sadies lately. Or maybe ever, I don't know. But he was talking about going to see the Magpies.
Left my lover in the morning gray. The trees were in bloom. Sun comes up and the sun goes down. I've no more tears for you.
No more tears. No more tears.
Sun comes up and the sun goes down. I've no more tears for you. Whiskey and I'm going home. There's nothing left to do. My blood is hot but my heart is cold. There's no more tears for you.
No more tears. No more tears.
Blood is hot but my heart is cold. There's no more tears for you. Rising and it won't stand still. I wish that I could fly away from you of my own free will. I've no more tears to cry.
No more tears. No more tears.
Away from you of my own free will. There's no more tears for you. When the sun goes down, there's no more tears for you.
No more. tears. Sun comes up and the sun goes down. There's no more tears for you.
Gillian Welch there. Andy wanted to hear a couple of songs, or wanted to send a couple of songs out to Regina, and she said she loves Gillian Welch. Why don't we play some Gillian Welch? So he requested Look at Miss Ohio. I threw in Revelator there. I'll tell you why in just a second. We also heard the Magpies in there with No More Tears, and hopefully Andy got out to see the Magpies for his first live music in a long time. Good to hear from you, buddy. Thanks for the words, and Regina, we hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. Happy birthday to you. That last song, though, I heard a live version last weekend that blew my damn mind, and it was on a live stream. And you know, live streams, they kind of drive me crazy now. I'm kind of done with them for the most part, but that's because mostly it's that, sit and chat and stare at your phone thing that people do. I miss real shows where people have a set list and they play the show and they don't care about what's other people are saying. They just do a show. Last weekend I saw a show, one of the greatest live shows I've seen in a long, long time, and it was through Madame TV. And it came from, it was streamed from England, from Suffolk, from the Maverick Festival. I heard about this Maverick Festival a few years ago. Dietmar and I were thinking about going. We never did go, but one of these days I got to go because it looks like a cool thing. Anyway, there was a bunch of cool stuff planned at the Maverick Festival last weekend. So I put on the TV and I kind of just left it there. And not all of it did I love. I sat through some shows that I didn't love quite as much as I had hoped to. But I saw a couple that made up for it, including the very last one. And it's a guy I know, okay? I know you tried to tell me. I know I didn't listen. I got to come out and say that right now. I didn't listen, and I didn't know, and now I know. Often, seeing someone live, it clicks. I just get it. I understand now all of a sudden what I was missing, and that's what happened last weekend. Last set of the Maverick Festival on Saturday was a guy named Jerry Joseph. Now, Jerry Joseph, he put out this record last year called The Beautiful Madness, and Dietmar put it on his tops of the year list, and a bunch of people did. It's produced by Drive-By Truckers' Patterson Hood, and all the truckers play on there, and Jason Isbell plays guitar on one of the tracks we're going to hear in just a second, and it's absolutely astonishing. And Dietmar's been recommending this song called Dead Confederate. And I don't think I played it for you because it's really long. It's 6 minutes long, and I don't have the patience or the attention span to understand what's going on for 6 minutes unless I see the show live. And now that I've seen it live, I understand it and I get it and I can kind of focus on it, so I get how brilliant it is. I want to play that for you, and I think you're going to, no, I know because you're smarter than me, you're going to love it. But the song I'm going to play before that, another song that I'm absolutely obsessed with this week. I bought the record immediately while I was watching that show because I needed to hear more. And I heard this song on the record. And it's another one that I would normally not play on the show because it's really long. It's 7 minutes long. And, well, it doesn't fit in musically with the stuff we play on the show here that often. I just want to read you a bit from the amazing liner notes here from Patterson Hood. It's a song called Sugar Smacks. It's a manifesto of sorts, an angry magnum opus, a walk through horrific darkness, weighing the terrors of living and dying in this time while still trying to hold on to dignity and humanity. Violence on a global scale juxtaposes with the smaller but nonetheless horrific perils that lurk within the shadows of our first world consciousness. While attempting to remain sensitive to the inherent inhumanity of both, toxic male masculinity through the lens of the Me Too movement, personal reckoning, and the horrific violence that women face on an international scale, a mixtape of addiction and violence in a Gibsonian world where you can't tell the pigs from the priests, a tightrope that isn't treaded upon lightly, but with a sometimes brutal force reflecting the mortal fears of its navigation. It might be the most punk rock song I've heard in 20 years or more, and served as a gravitational pull throughout the making of this album. In recording Sugar Smacks, it was the evening of the fifth day of our six. With a little preparation, we cut it in one breathless take. Mike Cooley added a banjo part that played off the insanity of the ride it takes you on. As a founding member of Drive-By Truckers, I place this track among my favorite moments of this band's discography, and the rest of them are in unanimous agreement with me about that. So it's singer-songwriter, it's brilliant, brilliant songwriting, wrapped up in 7 minutes of punk rock music. Let it wash over you. Try to understand it. If you want to go for a walk for 7 minutes, Barb, I understand. But if you give it a chance, maybe you'll love it. This is Jerry Joseph.
Science fiction between the real world and the altar master's son. I keep checking that there's one in the chamber, cause the real world leaves me throwing up and wishing it was done. Everybody's got a reason to march, but the fascists in the White House only laugh and pull another trigger. We all thought it was gonna be a teachable moment, but it only leaves me looking at Walmart headstones. And it's time when we consider we might really need a gun. We might really need a gun. We might really need a gun. Yeah, Mac, I gotta get back to my sugar smacks. Meet you, baby. You should tell them about the time that I threw you down the stairs. It wasn't inappropriate touching. It was attempted murder. No need to pick me out of a lineup. I admit that I was there. Now we're back. No longer theoretical conversations about governmental day rape. It's just a different brand of duct tape and a rubber ball. A rubber ball full of rage. Take me back. My sugar smacks. atmosphere filled in the cover it provides. For the fact that I'm full of demons, yeah, and they're all screaming inside. I don't think quantum physics will save us. I've seen the Himalayan monks and the Dinboche watching digital porn on their lightning phones, pattern recognition and black eyed namaste. And here in Ensenada there's a bathtub full of meth and a bathtub full of fentanyl. Everybody wants a bath, but no one's getting clean. Everybody's alone. Me too, she said. ISIS slavery and genital mutilation. Now we're here in a permanent cinder block refugee camp, reading about sexual harassment on the executive level of a Portland advertising agency. And the cartels are so happy about legal California weed that for 10 fucking minutes they stopped the slaughter and rape of Juarez compañeros. Then they quit laughing and went back to stuffing bodies in a 50-barrel drum. Free metal used to be far enough. Now there's a killing outside next to the beautiful gay boys and the vegan raw cheesecake. The Kurdish rocker in the Grand Bazaar next to the Blue Mosque is selling camel bone prayer beads under the alias of a dead member of the New York Doll. The Stiff Boys. Come on, Dee Dee. Sharon Wall outside Jerusalem, and I was wondering if the art's gonna be any good when they build a copy of the wall here on the Otay Mesa Plaza. I was hoping for a wall along the Mason-Dixon line, but my friend Patterson was wondering if it's to keep them out or keep us in. If anyone has any soul anymore to cash in for a song to answer for our sins. Very little out here these days has any fucking soul. And if I could find mine, I'd sing to the sweet baby drama Jesus riding his elephant through the aisle Apache Reds. I'd sing to my wife and my children so that maybe they could understand just how much I love them. And also I'm so sorry I have failed them and left a world of nasty racist monsters killing kids from Philadelphia to Halabja. But hey, it's a scary fucking world when you can't tell the pigs from the priests. Hello, baby. Hey, hey, there's a jam band covering another version of The Way, where man lives with pretty girls with washboards. Lakota Sioux medicine songs sung by Rocky Mountain white kids, and 30 different bands playing from the Grateful Dead book, as opposed to Flannery O'Connor and 30 versions sacrificed to Lester Bangs and Murakami, recited from the Book of the Dead in song. Where in God's name did I put my soul? I'd like to give it to you, baby, so you can keep it whole, keep it safe. Searching, hey, my shirt's back. Won't you hear about it all? Back, back, back. Baby, won't you hear me again? Back, back, back. Baby, won't you hear me again? Back, 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 back. My sugar smoke. Alabama, Alabama, heat lightning from the neck. And all I see is project housing, chicken bones and broken bricks. Standing, I've been standing. Best part of 80 years, with my Jim Crow benediction, ropes and hoods and local cheers, fighting, we were fighting. And our namesake killed for southern gods, dying, we were dying. Lucifer's divining rod, selling, we were selling. The bodies of black boys and girls, yelling, we were yelling. Rebel yell around world. Hey now, baby, I'm a dead Confederate. 80 years I stood my ground, and I ain't sorry, I ain't regretting it. Now they're trying to tear me down. Hey now, baby, I'm a dead Confederate. Rebel pride, a heart of stone. And I ain't worried, and I ain't sweating it. Wish they'd just leave me alone. Snowflakes, August snowflakes, falling here in Birmingham. And I never claimed to think too deep, and I never said I understand. Swallowing my granite pride, they haul me out to gravel pits, but forget that I lived and died. Smash me up to chips and bits, and buying, selling humans was good work if you could get it. Well, the South could build great pyramids, or rise up if you let it. But they shine their light of righteousness upon my unclaimed darkest deeds, pulling up my withered roots, poisoning my righteous seed. And Jesus was a white man, and he promised we could rule. So we burn his holy cross in honor, hang the Negro and the fool. And baby, I will rise again out on Highway 29. In the meantime, I join the earth by my wicked sands of time. And hey now, baby, I'm a dead Confederate. Leave me alone. leave me alone.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case. Jerry Joseph, what a songwriter. Oh my God, dead Confederate there, tearing down a statue. Unbelievable. Jason Isbell just lighting that up with his guitar solo. Beautiful, beautiful. The Beautiful Madness is the name of the record from Jerry Joseph. And what a live performer. Unbelievable. If he comes anywhere on your side of the planet, you go. Dietmar is going to have him playing at the Coffee Roastery with our man in the field. And it's going to be outstanding. I can tell. I kind of wish I could go. Unbelievable. Jerry Joseph. While we're on heavy topics, I suppose we should commemorate the events of 20 years ago yesterday here on the planet, when life came to a screeching halt and changed forever. I don't think any of us who were alive on September 11, 2001 will ever forget it. It was just one of those days that gets burned into your brain. I was working at a daycare center at the time, and I was there at the daycare center fairly early and busy working with the kids, whatever. And somebody from the next room had been listening on the radio and heard crazy things going on, and she came running over and said, "Have you guys heard about this? Come, turn on the radio." And we turned it on and just were glued to these crazy stories coming out of the radio of this stuff going on. And nobody really knew or understood, but as we listened and kind of came to grips, it was just one of those days where, it was a little harder to have fun and do our jobs, I suppose. And then, as we're coming to terms with what's going on, the phone starts to ring and people start coming and parents are phoning to check on their kids, which is completely irrational, of course, right? But they want to make sure that everything's okay, and they want to talk to their kid, and they want to come and pick up their kid. They leave work, and everybody just kind of wanted to be around each other, I guess, especially around the people you love. And, I left work. I was only working part-time at the time because I was going to university. So I leave and I go to university to go to my class, and I'm going up on the escalator, and it's just, first of all, driving down there, the streets were eerily quiet, but walking into the University of Winnipeg, the place was just silent, and it was never, ever, ever silent when I was there. It was super quiet, but I could hear something coming from somewhere, and I took the escalator up to the third floor by the library there, and there was this TV on. Somebody had wheeled out a TV on a cart into the hallway outside the library, and there were just hundreds of people standing and sitting glued to this TV watching like CNN or News World or whatever we were watching, I don't know. And everybody just sat there and watched this thing. And eventually I kind of had to go to class. So I wandered off to class, and even class was, I don't think we had a class that day because it was just, you couldn't really focus on anything else. So I think we talked about it for a bit, and then we all just kind of went off and watched the TV and felt like, something big had happened, and it had. And it's been hard to believe it's been 20 years, but it has. And here's a few songs that kind of touch on that day.
What kind of hatred, What kind of spite? What kind of madness gives you the right? I cover my eyes, 'cause I don't wanna see what you show me, what you show me. Goes through your mind when you stand in that line. Did you smile at the one that you sat beside? What goes through your head when you're pulling that knife? Finally hit, did you feel justified? I cover my eyes, 'cause I don't wanna see what you show me. Thousands to honor the dead. They walk by the pictures, eyes swollen and red. Family and friends disbelieving it's true. Anyone here mourns for you? I cover my eyes, 'cause I don't wanna see what you show me. You show me. I cover my eyes, 'cause I don't wanna see what you show me, what you show me, what you show.
And the grand cathedral's arc alone towers over dust and stone, monument of flesh and bone, twisted, stark and bare. And the floodlight's sharp relief magnifies the weight of grief in the ruins that lie beneath that emptiness of air. And the papers from the building flew, hung in the air in a sky of blue. Souls of the newly dead and gone shone so bright on a Tuesday morn. In the canyon streets, the towering cloud tumbles on the running crowd, falling like a funeral shroud, darkening the sun. Staggered statues, concrete grey, man is ashes, dust and clay. The desolation of the day falls on everyone. And the papers from the building flew, hung in the air in a sky of blue. Souls of the newly dead and gone shone so bright in the morning sun. Of the dream, the images, a nightmare scream to wake the likes of me. A charnel house, a sight and sound, familiar streets, a killing ground. The day they brought the buildings down, down for all to see. The day they brought the buildings down, down for all to see.
He was done, they clapped, which reminded me. ocean caught my head before slipping into the bed. Tell me who I've got to talk to. Tell me who I've got to kill. Tell me who
powerful track there from Alex Deason. I guess not as directly, I suppose, about that day, but certainly the aftermath anyway, and a lot of what we've seen since then. In our last few minutes here, something a little bit more positive. I mentioned it before, but that September 11th, 2001, also the 20th anniversary of the release of one of my favorite Mike Plume records of all, Mike Plume Band's Fools for the Radio, an absolutely astonishingly great record, and one of a few that were released that day that are so good, but understandably kind of didn't get the attention perhaps that they deserved. Kind of like releasing a record in 2020, I suppose. Same thing. Sometimes great records get overlooked due to the events in the world. And I thought I'd play one more from Mike Plume, playing October 19th at the Park Theater. I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope you'll pick up a ticket. Advance tickets always help people feel a little bit more comfortable, confident. Get one on Eventbrite.
bushes by the lake, but I'll never tear you apart. With a love so pure, our knees will shake and tremble. There were tracks in the silt, the stream becomes still, and I'll never rip out your heart. Such a gentle beast, oh, you never got tough like I got tough.
Tielli there from the album We Didn't Even Suspect He Was the Poppy Salesman, released in 2001. Mike Plume from Fools for the Radio, Promise Me You'll Never Tell, great records 20 years ago. Thanks for being with us on Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out telltheband2gohome.com and join us again next week. Hope to have a new episode of Fly With Your Shadow this week. Check out flywithyourshadow.com. Thanks for being here.